from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is VOI with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia, Singapore agree to develop Batam, Bintan, and Kariman region into a future digital hub. Indonesia develops AI-powered government tech system to integrate national public services. And here is the news in detail. Indonesia and Singapore have officially agreed to strengthen economic cooperation, particularly in the development of Indonesia's special economic zone in Batam, Bintan, and Karimun or BBK. This agreement was one of the key points of the 16th Singapore-Indonesia 6th Bilateral Economic Working Group's ministerial meeting, which took place at the office of the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs in Jakarta, June 9th. For more, Putri Cahaya Purnama has the details.
Indonesia's Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, along with Singapore's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Trade and Industry, Gan Kim Yong, held a joint press conference after chairing a ministerial-level meeting in Jakarta on Tuesday, the 9th of June 2026. Both ministers discussed the achievements of six economic working groups covering investment, transportation, tourism, labor, agribusiness, and the development of the Batam Bintanjan Karimun region. Coordinating Minister Erlangga emphasized that investment realization in the Batam, Bintan, and Karimun areas is showing a positive growth trend.
Kerjasama bersama di BBK di tahun 2025.
Bilateral cooperation in the BBK in 2025 amounts to 5.7 billion US dollars in investment, an increase compared to the previous year. The Batam Free Trade Zone has expanded from 8 to 22 islands. Additionally, Nongsa Digital Park will continue to be developed for expansion.
Besides the island expansion and the development of Nongsa Digital Park, as mentioned by Coordinating Minister Erlangga, a strong commitment has also come from Singapore. Deputy Prime Minister Gan emphasized that the collaboration between the two countries is not only focus on physical investment, but is also aimed at a comprehensive digital transformation.
Singapore and Indonesia have been working together to transform BBK, Batam, Bintang, and Karimun region into a vibrant digital hub. And we will jointly undertake a tech sector study to identify opportunities and develop concrete recommendations to develop BBK further.
This strategic step through the technology sector study is expected to accelerate the implementation of the BBK Regional Development Master Plan. Moreover, this long-term plan, extending through 2045, already has a strong legal foundation through a presidential regulation, which serves as the framework for its development. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia is developing an artificial intelligence or AI-powered government technology system as part of its national digital transformation efforts. Chair of the National Economic Council, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, stated after a meeting with President Prabowo Subianto at the Merdeka Palace on Tuesday, June 9th. According to him, data from eight ministries and government agencies were successfully integrated into a single system and is expected to serve as the foundation for strengthening data-driven and AI-based governance.
Kemudian juga tadi kami laporkan.
We also reported on the development of government technology or GovTech, as around 80% of the system has already been connected. For the first time since Indonesia's independence, data from 8 ministries and government agencies have been integrated into a single system as of June 1st.
Tanggal 1 Juni kemarin.
The government continues to strengthen the implementation of the blue economy as a strategy to maintain the sustainability of marine resources while improving the welfare of coastal communities. This step is part of Indonesia's efforts to balance economic growth with the preservation of the marine environment amidst various challenges ranging from climate change to marine pollution. In VOI Talk, Tuesday, June 9th, Senior Advisor to the Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries in the field of Ecology and Marine Resources, Hendra Yusran Siri, stated that Indonesia aims to protect 30% of its national marine area by 2045 through various sustainable blue economy policies. According to him, this approach will serve as the foundation for the future management of the national maritime and fisheries sector.
We have a 5-pillar for the blue economy, 5 policy. The first is like expanding marine protected areas. And the second one is how do we ensure that we have implement quota-based fisheries management, quota-based fishing practice. And we have also a sustainable aquacultures. That the fourth one is how we strengthen our coastal and small island to become like will be more surveillance and also more better integrated management. And the last one, we have to fighting with the marine plastic with inclusions of the people and also coastal communities.
Indonesia is preparing to host the World Conference on Creative Economy, or WCCE 2026, in October this year. Minister of Creative Economy Tuku Rifqi Harsya stated on June 9th that one key area of focus is immigration support for international delegates. He noted that efforts will be made to strengthen cross-ministerial coordination, particularly with the Ministry of Immigration and Corrections, to ensure the smooth running of the event, which is expected to draw participants from more than 70 countries.
Dan yang ketiga adalah kaitannya.
And the third point relates to Indonesia's role as the host of the WCCE, the World Conference on Creative Economy, the world's largest creative economy conference. It will be held from October 21st to 24, 2026 in Jakarta at Kemayoran and is expected to be attended by more than 70 countries.
He added that the coordination is aimed at ensuring delegates can participate in all WCCE 2026 activities comfortably from the moment they arrive until they return to their respective countries. The government hopes that hosting WCCE 2026 will not only strengthen Indonesia's position in the global creative economy, but also demonstrate the country's readiness to host large-scale international forums. The Indonesian government is taking action against foreign photographers who have been operating illegally in the country. They have been deported for misusing tourist visas to work without proper authorization. Rizka Fadila reports.
The Indonesian government has highlighted the growing misuse of visit visas and visa on arrival by foreign nationals working illegally in Indonesia. The practice has been found in several sectors, including the creative economy, and is seen as harmful to local businesses. Minister of Creative Economy Tuku Rifqi Harsya said the issues came to light after his ministry received reports from photography associations and creative industry players. The reports were then forwarded to the Ministry of Immigration and Corrections for further action in Jakarta Thursday, June 9th. He said a number of foreign nationals entered Indonesia as tourists but carried out unlicensed commercial activities, including opening photography studios and offering paid services in various regions. He said this threatens the photography business's ecosystem that local practitioners have long worked to build.
Hingga hari ini sudah ada 25.
As of today, 25 illegal foreign photographers have already been deported. This is certainly good news and shows how responsive the Ministry of Immigration and Corrections has been. However, I also urge that enforcement be carried out within the proper framework. If a permit is issued for tourism or temporary residency and not for work, then foreign nationals must not take away the livelihoods that belong to the people of this nation.
Following up on those reports, Minister of Immigration and Corrections Agus Andrianto affirmed that foreign nationals who wish to work in Indonesia are required to hold a valid work permit.
With the exception of those who enter on an individual basis, if a person is found to be misusing their entry permit by working under a visit visa, they will become subject to our enforcement action.
Minister of Immigration and Corrections Agus Andrianto stressed that the government remains open to international collaboration across various sectors. However, he urged all foreign operators to comply with applicable regulations to ensure fair business competition and legal protection for local workers. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
Two Indonesian theater productions, Under the Volcano and Hikayat Prahu or The Tale of Boat, will present Indonesia at the Venice Biennale Teatro 2026 in Italy. Produced by Bumi Punati Indonesia, the performances were showcased during a dress rehearsal held at the Center for Arts and Cultural Training in Central Jakarta on June 9th. Dadam Mahdar, Director of Visual Arts and Performing Arts at Indonesia's Ministry of Creative Economy, expressed hope that the participation of Indonesian productions in the international event would open new market opportunities for the country's performing arts sector.
Especially if, in the future, the requests for these performances come from overseas. As is the case with Italy now, we hope there will be repeat orders from abroad. That would be a form of export. Of course, for this to be sustainable in the long run, they must maintain high standards, deliver strong performances, and continue to have access to stages where they can perform. There is also the potential for investor support.
Indonesia's House of Representatives passed amendments to the police law on Tuesday. For more, is with Rama Shidki Pratama.
Amendments to Act No. 2 of 2002 on the Indonesian National Police were approved during a plenary session in Jakarta on Tuesday. The chairman of the House's Commission 3, Habibur Rahman, said the amendments contain several key changes, including reaffirming police transformation, promoting values-based and humanistic police development, strengthening public services, and enhancing oversight by the National Police Commission.
The first is a reaffirmation of the goals and direction of the national police transformation toward being open, transparent, professional, possessing integrity, and providing quality service to the public. The second is strengthening the oversight function and implementing transparency principle through modern information and technology systems.
Representing the government, Minister of Law Supratman Andi Aktas welcomed the passage of the amendments. He said that changes in the strategic environment, advances in information technology, and complex challenges to public security and order require the police to continue adapting and improving their capabilities.
Therefore, a more responsive and adaptive legal framework has become an urgent necessity to ensure that the National Police can carry out its functions and authorities optimally in accordance with the demands of the times.
The House of Representatives claims it ensured meaningful public participation in drafting the law. However, the amendments contain several controversial provisions, including the possible expansion of civilian positions that a police officer may hold, although it would be limited in accordance with the Constitutional Court ruling. Rama Shidki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah. Throughout the history of the World Cup, there have always been iconic celebrations. Here are three of them. First, David Beckham in 2002. He scored a penalty against Argentina and celebrated by kissing the England badge. A truly emotional moment of redemption. Then, there is Robbie Keane in 2002. His celebration was simple but iconic. He pretended to be Robin Hood, starting with a cartwheel and then mimicking pulling a bow and arrow. Simple, but very memorable. Lastly, Bebeto in 1994. After scoring, he celebrated as if he were rocking a baby. It turned out he had just welcomed a child. So it wasn't just about football, but also personal happiness.
Whoa! Soccer Fiesta! Whoa!
Meski kau tak pernah merasa sedikit pun. safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
Besides being famous for the city of Srim, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its tari topeng or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now the worry is not true. Hardworking artists try harder to make tari topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. The coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Karmini in Kedung Bundar village, Gempol district, around 10 kilometers away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Karmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Tari Topeng, or known as Topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to deepen tari topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we sold dates. My parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned tari topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, topeng maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances, Nani stated.
Di masyarakat dulu,
at that time, tari topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day was held in neighboring unit community. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn tari topeng in depth. She has thought far before Wulansari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
Alhamdulillah nggak sampai selesai, cuma
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in Kraton since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Tari Topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn Tari Topeng that was just limited to people in Kraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Tari Topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih Mbak ya, ayo Neng belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught Tari Topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for Topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan.
When we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money, so they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topeng in various events, never set special tarif. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah Mbak, karena saya sendiri enggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tarif.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata alhamdulillah.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two feel moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacerobonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topeng until growing old expressed her hope.
untuk nilai seni budaya untuk khususnya topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai
punah. I hope art and culture, particularly topeng Cirebon, do not extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java provincial government, Nani Kadmini hope the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally as low-level governments, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Tari Topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists.
The struggle of Tari Topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrian Raharjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro ini melakukan pembinaan.
Tari topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and flirtatious. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. Topeng is the cultural richness of Cirebon. It is not only a regional asset, but also national and even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Tak ada ruang yang terbaik.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hi listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Eastern Indonesia, which is rich with beautiful natural scenery, especially underwater views and beaches. This area is very suitable for those of you who like diving and marine tourism. One of the marine tourism destinations in Eastern Indonesia is Tanjung Bira, located at the southern tip of Sulawesi Island, precisely in Bonto Bahari District, Bulukumba Regency, South Sulawesi. Tanjung Bira Beach is a soft white sand beach whose beauty and comfort are famous globally. Tanjung Bira Beach is located around 40 kilometers from Bulukumba City or 200 kilometers from Makassar City, with a travel time of around 3 to 4 hours by motorcycle. Tanjung Bira is known not only for the charm of its beautiful beaches, but also home to the famous traditional shipbuilding of South Sulawesi, the popular Pinisi. And you can see the shipbuilding process on the edge of the beach, with an entrance ticket cost of around 10,000 rupiah, or 64 cents US dollar. Tanjung Bira Beach Tourism Area is equipped with various facilities, such as diving equipment rental places, restaurants, comfortable bathrooms, motorbike rentals, and ferry port, which is used to take tourists who want to dive on Selayar Island. Listener, for those of you who still want to explore this area, there are several types of accommodation that you can find, such as villas, bungalows, and hotels with rates starting from 100,000 to 600,000 rupiah per night. There are many things you can do in the Tanjung Bira Beach Tourism Area, one of which is snorkeling and diving. You must do these two things when you are in Tanjung Bira because the underwater natural scenery is truly amazing. The spot around Liukang Loe Island, which is a small island located west of Tanjung Bira, is one of the best spots. For those of you who don't really like snorkeling and diving, you can spend time at Tanjung Bira just sunbathing on a beach under the sun while enjoying the fresh breeze blowing and watching the charm of the sunrise and sunset. Well, that's Indonesian Wonder taking you to Tanjung Bira Beach on South Sulawesi Island, Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Martapura, which means in Martapura. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Adu, which means ouch, oh, or wow, depending on the context. Adu is an interjection to express surprise, pain, etc. If you want to express pain, adu means ouch. If you want to express surprise, adu means oh or wow. This conversation takes place between Chris, a gemstone seller at the Gemstone Craft Center in Martapura. Chris expressed surprise at the price of a ring decorated with an expensive sapphire stone. Let's listen to their conversations.
Berapa harga cincin batu safir ini?
3 juta rupiah. Ini safir biru asli Martapura.
Aduh, mahal sekali.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. Di Martapura, which means in Martapura. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me. Aduh, mahal sekali. Aduh, mahal sekali. Which means, oh, that's very expensive. Mahal sekali. Mahal sekali. Which means very expensive. Berapa? Berapa? Which means how much? Harga? Harga. Which means price or cost. Cincin. Cincin. Which means ring. Tiga. Tiga. Which means three. Juta. Juta. Which means million. Rupiah. Rupiah. Which means Indonesian rupiahs. Safir biru. Safir biru. Which means blue sapphire. Asli, which means original. Martapura, which refers to Martapura City in South Kalimantan. In the conversation, you hear the statement, aduh, mahal sekali, aduh, mahal sekali, which means, oh, that's very expensive. In this sentence, there is an interjection, aduh, which means oops, or ouch, or oh, which functions to express a feeling of surprise. In this sentence, the word aduh, which means oh, is followed by an expression about something that causes surprise, namely mahal sekali, which means very expensive. The expression mahal sekali, which means very expensive, refers to the price of the blue sapphire ring, which according to Chris is very expensive. Now, let's listen to other examples of the use of interjection aduh, which means ouch or oh, or to tell surprise expression in another sentence. Aduh, dompet saya ketinggalan, which means, oh my, I forgot my wallet. Aduh, saya ketinggalan pesawat, which means, my, I missed my flight. Martapura is the capital of Banjar Regency in South Kalimantan province. Martapura is known as the Diamond City because it has natural resources of precious stones and is a center for precious stones craft in Indonesia. Typical precious stones come from Martapura, including diamonds, emerald, rubies, sapphires, and carnelian. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today for more clarity. Let's listen to an example conversation once again.
Berapa harga cincin batu safir ini?
3 juta rupiah. Ini safir biru asli Martapura.
Aduh, mahal sekali.
Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Aduh, an interjection to express surprise, pain, etc. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We'll meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's edition of the Traditional Song on Music Corner presents a song from North Kalimantan entitled Yaki Bantawol. The song Yaki Bantawol tells people of Tidung about folklore of Batu Tinagat legend, Tidung tribe, North Kalimantan. The lyrics tell about the story of Grandpa Bantawol, a person whose life was always in need. Yaki in the Tidung language means grandfather. One day, Bantawol went to a rocky mountain which is called Batu Tinagat. There, Yaki Bantawol met a very beautiful woman. In fact, the woman was a princess from heaven. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from North Kalimantan entitled Yaki Bantawol by Fika Julia. Enjoy!